Important area of our work has been electromedicine. We've worked with everything from the Sputnik device that's manufactured in Russia and has high esteem. It's anathema in the United States because it conflicts with pharmaceutical sales, but it's used extensively in Russia. It's a device that you swallow and it goes through the body, through the GI tract, and kills all kinds of pathogens and other microbes that shouldn't be there. If you want to get a sense of all the different electromedical devices we work with, all you've got to do is go to altcancer.com, click on products, or click on the sitemap, really. And in the sitemap, there's a product section. There's quite a number of devices that we've worked with over the years. And today, we really only have one left, and it works miraculously well. It's incredibly inexpensive, and it's called the Bob Beck device. Now, down below, there's going to be a link to the Bob Beck page, and it's got a lot of information, a lot of links to where you can educate yourself about this. But I want to, as a matter of personal testimony, tell you that there's two people in my immediate family who had serious cancers. One was an esophageal cancer and the other was a brain tumor, and they got rid of their cancers they used other things, they used herbs and so forth, but the primary device they used to get rid of their cancer was the Bob Beck device. I think this is an amazing device. It's greatly underappreciated, and the reason it's underappreciated is because when you can sell something like this that with shipping comes to under $100, people are not going to appreciate it. They're not going to appreciate what it does because people have been inculcated to thinking, well, in order to work, it's got to be expensive, and it's not true. In fact, you know, it's amazing. A lot of the herbs that we work with that have amazing properties, they're not always ones that are rare or difficult to find. Sometimes they're common and they're just underappreciated. People haven't taken the time to learn what they do because there's no economic motivation. Money, fake money, has really twisted this discipline in seen and unseen ways. And it's important to understand what works and what doesn't work, and to have a mind for efficacy that goes beyond financial incentive on the part of anybody that's involved with it. But I encourage you to click on the link and look into this. I can personally attest that it works. It's worked in my own family. I usually, occasionally myself. It's really amazing. It's an amazing device, and I encourage you to more thoroughly look into it.